The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
It is our hump show halfway through the work week. Ooh. This is the first weekend without football. The one on the horizon. First weekend without football since September. So it's time to look around and see what else is happening in the sports world. I know the NFL is not going to give up much room in the center ring of the circus, but maybe we'll squeeze in a little basketball, a little golf. Why? Oh, I'll explain. A little more of Tom Brady, the broadcaster, because it's not really football anymore, is it? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're glad to have you with us. Send your questions for Ask Amy Anything to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or to our Facebook page. The Warriors beat the Sixers at Chase Center for just their fifth win in the last 15 games. They still have a lot of work to do to get into the play-in tournament, forget an actual playoff series. And yet, Draymond is back. Steph is playing exceedingly well. Jonathan Kuminga, Andrew Wiggins with big games. And Dre actually thinks that's the key to consistency.
We had older guys ride our legs for years, you know? And because we were younger, you were able to handle that. So now it's his turn. He's going to carry us some now, and I think that's the maturation process, right? Like, that's why you draft a young guy like that with the seventh pick, because the roles will reverse, and you're starting to see that.
Referring to J.K., Jonathan Kuminga, who has 26 points and 7 rebounds, and certainly getting the hype from Draymond Green. We are pleased to welcome Sam Gordon, finished covering the Warriors at Chase Center in this victory over the Sixers. Sam, what is it like to have Draymond back with the team after his long absence?
Well, first and foremost, appreciate you having me tonight.
Of course.
It's been everything for the Warriors, right? I mean, he's been such a conduit offensively for them. Outside of Steph Curry, he gives them another organizer on the offensive end of the floor. His ball handling and his ability to make plays both in transition and in the half court, you know, free Steph Curry up to run off screen so he doesn't have to be so responsible for the offensive end for carrying or creating every shot on the offensive end of the floor. And then defensively, he's doing what he's done for the last decade. That's be an anchor, that's communicate, that's dictate coverages, dictate switches. That's be physical and guard up and guard bigger players, as we saw him do very effectively tonight against Joel Embiid, who was, you know, hampered by a sore knee. But still, the Warriors held, you know, Joel Embiid to 5 of 18 shooting, coaxed him into 8 turnovers, and you know, largely responsible for that in so many ways, not just with his actual play, with how he physically matched up with Joel Embiid. But again, going back to the communication piece of things, just the organizer was Draymond Green. So, he's at the epicenter in his return, right? In the last, there's been 5 games now of pretty much all their most effective lineups. I mean, there's on Saturday when they played the Los Angeles Lakers, they were a plus 31, the Warriors, in like the 45 minutes he played, and a minus 32 in the minutes he sat, just to kind of provide some perspective. So they really have nobody like him. I mean, even at this stage of his career with what he's able to do with his IQ, his acumen on both ends of the floor, it's been super impactful. And, you know, if the Warriors are going to get this thing turned around, he's going to certainly have a lot to do with it, just like he has already in the 5 games that he's been back in the rotation.
I heard an interview with Andrew Wiggins on Warriors radio postgame in which he called Draymond the mastermind. What does that mean?
It means that there is an intangible quality that he has to where he can think on the fly and just make things happen. And you know, defensively, his understanding of strengths and weaknesses of opposing players, of schemes, of positioning on that side of the ball. I mean, it makes such an impact, right? And you know, especially when you're onboarding into the starting lineup and in the big minutes, a younger player like Jonathan Kuminga. Kuminga's, you know, been very vocal about how having Draymond Green back and in his year and encouraging him and kind of putting him in the right positions, how that's helped him. And we see what the byproduct is, right? 7 straight 20-point games for Jonathan Kuminga. And then offensively, just the way he reads the game, the way he reads the floor, you just see things, especially him and Steph Curry, the synergy they have where it's not a set, it's not a call. He just understands where to screen for Steph Curry when he's off the ball, when to get him the ball, when and how and where he's going to cut, and how that opens up the rest of the floor. You see how defenses, you know, gravitate towards, you know, Curry's shooting. Well, that's going to open up one-on-one opportunities and create closeouts for Jonathan Kuminga and Andrew Wiggins to attack, and Draymond Green finds them too. So, again, it's impossible to underscore enough just how impactful he's been on both ends of the floor for the Warriors. The question now at this point with a five-game road trip on the horizon and still a lot of work to do in the Western Conference standings, just to get in the mix back for the play-in, is if it's going to be too little too late. But the Warriors, you know, so clearly missed his presence when he was out due to suspension, and he's, you know, he's been everything they've wanted him to be, I think, and then some. The last several games, the last few in particular, now that Steve Kerr has started to settle on some lineups that he's comfortable deploying with Draymond at the center.
All right, we'll get back to the lineups, but just Dre, how does he seem to you? Different?
In some ways, yeah. I mean, we haven't seen quite the same degree of emotion on the basketball court the last few games as we typically see, but that's, at this stage, right, probably a good thing. I mean, you're not going to ever take away all the fire that Draymond Green has. He's still competing with a lot of enthusiasm, obviously, the play, the statistics, the advanced stuff, all of that kind of speaks for itself, but you're not seeing some of the same things that we saw earlier in the season. He's not, you know, not being quite as physical, certainly not flailing around and hitting guys like that. And, you know, there's been a lot more mild-mannered with the referees as well. And, you know, understanding how valuable he is on the basketball court, right? The Warriors need Draymond Green playing basketball. They don't need him in street clothes. They need him playing basketball, and it seems so far, right? And we'll see again how the season continues. But at this juncture, in his return, you're getting all the best of Draymond Green without the worst of him, and that's exactly what the Warriors need at this point in the season.
Sam Gordon is the Golden State Warriors beat writer for the San Francisco Chronicle, joining us following the win for them at Chase Center over the Sixers. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. All right, let's talk about lineups. There's been a lot of shuffling for a variety of reasons by Steve Kerr. How much does that have to do with the inconsistency with which they've played this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's certainly part of it, right? When, again, as we discuss how important Draymond Green is, well, to not have him for a huge chunk of the season, be it, you know, self-inflicted reasons or not, it's still going to have an effect on your basketball team. I think a number of the Warriors' best lineups this year have featured, believe it or not, Chris Paul, right? Even at this stage of his career, still a really effective organizer, somebody who can set tempo. So there's a brief stretch where the Warriors had neither Chris Paul or Draymond Green. Well, where is the playmaking? Where is the shot creation going to come from if not Steph Curry? So being without, you know, having guys in and out of the lineup, not being able to have your kind of your core group healthy and or available for long stretches. I mean, it's certainly definitely played a role in some of the issues that the Warriors have been dealing with. That being said, with Draymond Green back, even without Chris Paul, even with Moses Moody still working through some things as he, you know, was cleared today for a return to practice, even without Gary Payton, you know, the second in his on-ball defense, the things he's able to do as a cutter, the synergy, the chemistry that he has with the veteran group there, having Draymond Green back and having him along with the Steph Curry, along with Andrew Wiggins, along with Jonathan Kuminga, who's obviously coming to his own, now you're at the juncture where you can maybe establish a little bit of continuity, right? More than halfway through the season, again, not necessarily sure that there's enough time, but continuity in this league, so important, and then the Warriors just so obviously didn't have that during the first juncture of the season. So we'll see what happens as they get healthier, right? Their second unit now could use a little bit more fortifying now that – Jonathan Kuminga has joined the starting lineup, but that doesn't seem to be changing anytime soon. So certainly Moses Moody, when he comes back, his shot making, his size, even though he was out of the rotation, would certainly expect him to be a part of it again until Chris Paul gets back. And then having Chris Paul, you know, potentially rejoin the team once he gets cleared in a couple weeks, that he had there's an update with him too. Now cleared to do some individual work, some very light individual stuff with a splint on that left hand that he broke. So it's been a hodgepodge of players, right? And that's what happens when you've got guys going in and out of the lineup. But finally now some continuity being established, and it would seem that Steve Kerr definitely likes what he sees, judging on what he's, you know, said at press conferences about the lineups that he's finally settled on, you know, featuring the three that have anchored this franchise the last decade, along with Kuminga and Wiggins.
I know their last two losses were by a single point each, including that game against the Lakers on Saturday night that went into double overtime. But they've had some really jaw-dropping defeats this season, some which you would say that's the worst loss in franchise history. That's got to be one of the worst losses we've ever seen. It's the worst loss of the Steve Kerr era. It's this, it's that. And yet it's happened more than once, especially in cases where they've had leads and have completely blown them. Any explanation for those games?
That's what the Warriors have been trying to configure a solution for all season, right? I think so. You could probably point to some of the continuity issues and not having quite the same degree of experience. I think also let's just kind of face it, at this stage of the dynasty, or the fading dynasty, whatever you want to call it, you're dealing with an aging team, right? And you know, late in games, down the stretch, veteran players that have a lot of wear and tear, could that be a factor? Potentially, right? But at the end of the day, the Warriors feel like they're right there. You talk about their record in clutch games. I think it's like 15 and 16 or 15 and 17 at this point. Like three-fourths of their games have been decided by 5 points or fewer. So for a team that's closed so many games and has been so good down the stretch the last several years, this is definitely uncharted territory for the Warriors in a lot of ways. But getting separation, tonight down the stretch, I think has players and coaches feeling good about where this team is going against a team in the Philadelphia 76ers that did have Joel Embiid, for a majority of the game tonight. And of course, getting healthier, getting a Chris Paul back in the lineup if and when he does return. Having Draymond Green, having Steph Curry, having your experience now, having some continuity should help down the stretch. But it's definitely been a strange deal around these parts, seeing the Warriors so good in late game situations for so many years kind of flounder down the stretch. We'll see if that's something that they can get turned around. I know the optimism hasn't waned. It's still there. And you win some of these 50-50 games that they've been losing, you come out on the other end of them, then maybe they make a push down the stretch for certainly the play-in and potentially the postseason.
Sam Gordon from the San Francisco Chronicle with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. Outside of actual basketball and the challenges of a long season and injuries and the lineups and everything else we've talked about, they had to deal with the devastating loss of their assistant coach, and his death happened right in front of them. How are they dealing with that a couple of weeks removed?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those things where they're going to be dealing with it in kind of their own way throughout the rest of the season. Grief is nonlinear, and that it's just there's not a right or wrong way to deal with it. Everybody kind of figures out and deals with it in real time, and that's what the Warriors have kind of had to process, obviously. And last week, in so many ways, was just devastating emotionally, right? Obviously losing Decky and then having to kind of get back to basketball with him not there, right? Just kind of the basic things, him at practice, him interacting with players, his laugh, his smile, his energy. The players have, and coaches alike, have raved about his way of being able to be direct and being critical while also being lighthearted and humorous in the process. So there's no doubt, even though the season is back on and that pause that his death kind of necessitated is over, that the Warriors players and coaches and the organization as a whole is moving forward with a heavy heart. But that goes to show what kind of impact he made. And that's ultimately obviously cut short, but a very, very positive thing. And that the Warriors have bonded together and are rallying together around this. And you've really seen that the kind of the family nature of the organization in the last few weeks, and would expect that to continue moving forward for, again, what's going to be a very nonlinear grieving period. You know, there's a road trip coming up, or a swing of games where the Warriors are going to be on the road quite a bit. A couple of those games are going to be in Utah before the All-Star break, so it'll be interesting to see how, you know, a return back to Utah where he passed, what kind of effect that has on the players and whatnot. But they've done, I think, as good of a job as you possibly can with an unprecedented situation, you know, compartmentalizing that, but still honoring him while moving forward and continuing the season.
Mm-mm. It was certainly cool to see some of the 49ers, who, of course, will be in Vegas for the Super Bowl coming up in a couple of weeks, but they were there. I know the players noticed. What kind of reaction did they get from the crowd at Chase Center?
Oh, there was a huge pop, Amy, when they announced the some of the Niners players, right? George Kittle, Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Trent Williams, so on and so forth. For as much as this is a Warrior town, and I've learned in short order in my short time being on the beat, this is a Niner town just as much. And so this city is, you know, they've had their fill and their fix of NBA championships, but they're fixing for another Super Bowl. That would be their first one since 1995. So, you know, the players were really excited to have the Niners there courtside as well. Steph Curry, Draymond Green both spent, you know, some time chopping it up with Debo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk and whatnot after the game, signing some autographs. And you saw fans kind of huddle around in the stands, you know, kind of those meetings and those gatherings. So, you know, a lot to look forward to here in the Bay, right? Obviously, the February 11th in Las Vegas, and then again, this crucial, you know, five-game homestand with the road trip with the trade deadline, also, you know, coinciding with the very end of that, in which there could be, you know, potentially be a shakeup with the roster. So we'll see. But one thing is for sure, that the enthusiasm for the Niners runs deep here in the Bay, and that's going to be a fascinating matchup and a rematch of the Super Bowl from a few years ago against Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Absolutely. Cannot wait for that. So a lot of buzz around the Bay Area. The Warriors know it well, but can they grab some of that for themselves? We will see in the second half of the season. You want to find Sam on Twitter at @BySamGordon, @BySamGordon, covering the Warriors for the San Francisco Chronicle. Glad to have you with us for the first time. Hope it's not the last. Thanks, Sam.
Me too, Amy. My pleasure. Appreciate you having me, and hopefully we talk soon. Take care.
We'll see what happens with the Warriors. Somehow they managed to generate buzz even when their record is below 500. Remember last year, they struggled all season on the road. And then in a game 7 against the Sacramento Kings, they end up coming up with the type of win that was a hallmark for their championship run. And of course, against the Lakers, they're favored and end up bowing out, even though the Lakers had come through the play-in tournament, right, Jay? The Lakers had to play their way into the actual playoff bracket. So there'll be a lot to watch about the Warriors always. And the fact that Steve Kerr has used, I think, 15 different lineups, just the way that he's had to move pieces around like he's using a chessboard, because they've had injuries as well as Draymond suspension, different guys in and out of the lineup, even tonight not having Klay Thompson because of illness, and yet they are still the Warriors, which means people want to pay attention. People want to see what they're up to, specifically Steph Curry, who had 37 points tonight. All right, on Twitter, After Hours CBS, on our Facebook page too. Send your questions for Ask Amy Anything, and you can take our poll for TD of the Week. It's still live for a little bit longer. Some of you are explaining very succinctly. No, I take that back. That's not the word I wanted. Some of you are taking to our social media to wax eloquently and poetically about why we don't want to see Taylor Swift on TV. And by we, it's kind of funny because I see you all writing as though you are explaining the views of all Americans. I actually think it's cute, but it's different, I suppose, when you have found the true love of your life and then you can be happy for other people. But I really hope it's not because people don't want her to be happy. That seems a little bit redonkulous. And how many of you tell me that you do not want to see Tom Brady on TV? You don't want to hear from him. I mean, that may be the case, but deep down in your heart, you know, the second he's in that broadcast booth, you're tuning in. The NFL will find a way to suck you in. And that's the thing. Whether you loved or hated Tom Brady as a player, and honestly, when we talk about hate in the world of sports, it's mostly jealousy. Just let's be perfectly frank. You can't hate people that you don't know. Most of the time, when we're talking about sports hate, it's either a rivalry or it's flat-out jealousy. Just jealous that Tom Brady wasn't your quarterback, jealous that he was winning all those rings, maybe jealous that he had a supermodel wife. I have no idea, but it's kind of crazy the envy that we have for people and athletes that we've never seen, we have never actually interacted with in our lives. So yes, you may say that you don't want to hear Tom Brady on TV, but you're all going to tune in. And along those lines, he's still auditioning. No, he's not. But he does explain why he took a year off and the fact that this is kind of I'll say spoiler alert. The fact that he actually never intended to do TV. So that's kind of interesting, too. And the numbers for the NFL playoff games, how is it that they just continue to swell? The NFL is a cash freaking cow. It does not need Taylor Swift, just as a side note. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport app says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
Get ahead of postage rate increases this year with Stamps.com. It's like your own personal post office. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
It's on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
When you make it that far, man, everyone's super excited on Friday afternoon and Saturday. Then you get to the game, and you know, Kansas City started so well, and you knew from that point on, okay, that's going to be a battle. And then the Lions started off so well, and you know, okay, it's going to be a battle. And the team that ultimately persevered made the fewest mistakes. And we'll get to the second game, but in Detroit made a lot of them in the second half. You know, you see it just, you've got to find a way to tighten those things up in the big moments.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Tom Brady's already auditioning. He's been working on it. It's funny, one brilliant listener suggested to me on Twitter that he should hire a coach. He needs to earn his chops. He should hire a coach. I think earlier, by the way, I said he has 6 Super Bowl rings. I mean, for heaven's sakes, I've lost count. He has 7. Thank you, Josh, for reminding me on social. I forgot about his ring with the Buccaneers. But either way, that's apparently not enough for him to earn chops. Taking a year off to prepare and to practice and to be ready. Nope, that's not enough either. Somehow, Tom Brady is not qualified to talk about football on TV.
Weekly podcast, top listen to.
Not to mention more press conferences in his career than any other player in history. Do you know the number of press conferences that Tom Brady had to do during his NFL career? And it was probably really challenging in New England, where he wasn't allowed to say anything. And then he gets to Tampa, and he's got this newfound freedom. He's got a podcast. He does interviews all the time on any of Peyton's shows. Peyton is the first one to dial up but say, yo. He's got a production company. He starred in different documentaries and movies, for heaven's sake.
Released a film.
Yeah, but for some reason, he's not qualified to talk about football on TV. He needs a coach. All right. You guys are a little bit out there.
He just tells me what he sees. He's more qualified than
anybody else on the planet. Exactly. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So that was from his podcast, which is Let's Go, and it's SiriusXM. It's been renewed. It's really popular. But as I say, he also does other interviews. On Tuesday, he was a guest with my former colleague, Colin Cowherd, on The Herd, and Colin asked him about TV and if he thought this was his future.
When Eric and Brad approached me, it was not on top of mind, and I walked out of that meeting going, wow, what an incredible way to move out of the playing field, and how do you impact people in a positive way in the second part of my life? And I get to use my voice doing that rather than just like my physical skills on the football field and how I thought about the game. But now I get to sit there and be in a booth, and I've actually walked through that studio that you're sitting in right there. Yep. Several times, and you see it, and then you get excited about what the opportunity can bring. And I love the fact that I'll have a voice that can carry a lot of credibility with what I say.
Yes, instantly. He has credibility. Now, he's got to practice it. Broadcasting is not easy because there is a delicate balance between speaking to an audience of lay people, if you will. So people who did not play the NFL, did not play football at the highest level, but also giving them something they can't get anywhere else. Okay, so you're Tom Brady. This is what I tell former athletes because people ask me a lot for advice. What do I do? I'm moving to a broadcast booth. I'm doing games. I've worked with a lot of former basketball players, pro players even, on broadcast, game broadcast. And I tell them, you share what makes you unique, right? I can tell you what I'm seeing. I can analyze a game. You're the one who played it at the highest level. You're the one who was in the locker rooms. You're the one who knows how this feels or what people are looking at in this situation. Tom Brady is in rarefied territory, rarefied air. A handful of guys can even claim to be in the same category. All he has to do is tell us what he sees, as we've talked about before. All he has to do is give us a little insight as to what's happening on the line of scrimmage or what happens on the sidelines or what this coach might say. And think about the number of years that he played, which means he crossed paths with freaking half the NFL, whether it's coaches or players. He's got insight and connections. He's got experience, a catalog of highlights. All of those things mean that he has instant credibility. But how does he keep it? Well, if you know anything about Tom Brady, you know his work ethic is, well, it's close to maniacal.
For me, it's about getting really comfortable in a new role. But I also know that going into it, I'm not a finished product. And I've reached out to a lot of different people this football season and had a lot of phone conversations with people who have really helped me out. And I'm looking forward to continue to do that over the next 8 months. I don't have to go on air till September of next year, but I really want to be prepared for that first time out. But I also know I'm going to improve and grow as it goes over the next 10 years.
Tom Brady with Colin Cowherd on The Herd. And I know you want to hear his response about Bill Belichick. Is this it? Are we done with Belichick as a coach in the NFL? Just like that? Just that's it? It's over?
I think the fire burns with him because he loves the sport. He loves the preparation. He's been doing it for decades. And in my mind, there's nobody better than him at it. So whoever gets him at some point is going to have, in my opinion, the greatest coach ever. And I know he's as competitive as can be, and he wants to be out there winning football games as a coach.
Right. Who knows Bill Belichick better than Tom Brady? This is the kind of stuff you can't get anywhere else. So all he has to do is share the experience, the wisdom, some of his own insight, and that's what makes him worth listening to. He doesn't have to be a rah-rah guy. He doesn't have to earn credibility. He doesn't have to earn his chops was the phrase that I heard from somebody on social media. No, he's got 7 chops. He's good.
Day by day.
7 chops and 3 other Super Bowl appearances in which he didn't earn chops. Jay's in there having himself a grand old time.
It was the wrong one.
Oh.
Didn't mean to hit that. We can still go day by day for his job search.
What were you going to drop in there?
No magic sauce for Bill Belichick, for Brady, but...
There's no magic sauce.
Can't control Bill. He's just got a mind of his own sometimes.
Okay, send your questions for Ask Amy Anything coming up just over an hour from now. So I waited for Marco to come back in studio because we've been friends for a really long time and I think he'll appreciate this. I always love your reaction to quirky stuff.
Okay.
Now, a year ago, I would have thought this was a great idea. Now I'm thinking, well, come on, let's not get carried away. But I have a new perspective on Valentine's Day. Okay, so there's this fun fact about the San Antonio Zoo. Have you heard this?
No.
The San Antonio Zoo offers up the opportunity for people to name a cockroach or rat after an ex. And then upon making a donation, that cockroach or rat gets eaten by another animal. That's how you can celebrate. Well, that's how you can have some vengeance against your ex. On Valentine's Day. No joke. It's an actual thing that the San Antonio Zoo is doing.
Oh, I believe it.
Playing on the fact that people are angry and that misery loves company and that you can name a cockroach after your ex and feed it to another animal just to get some semblance of revenge. Would you pay money to do that?
No, but you also looked at me like cross-eyed last hour when I said, we as people suck. I mean, really, there you go. What are we doing?
Come on, the San Antonio
That's
Zoo.
How much vengeance you have on Valentine's
this
Day.
This is a brilliant marketing campaign.
Yeah, of course it is.
People are so
because
angry.
Because we suck.
Jay, would you do it? Would you name a cockroach after your ex?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, you wouldn't?
That's so unhealthy. That's ridiculous.
Oh, okay, Jay, Mr. King of Healthy, yes. Why
just
don't we talk
mentally
healthy?
Mentally and emotionally, you can't move on, let it go. You can't name a cockroach, unless if that's your way of like getting closure,
oh,
maybe.
Oh, okay. Or how about a rat? Ugh.
No. I
mean, you can find a pet rat in New York City. We really don't need to go to the San Antonio Zoo for that.
A rat's aggressive. But a cockroach, maybe.
But cockroach and rats are what they feed to various animals. And so you have the chance to watch your former fling get eaten by an animal. Just it's a little morbid, no?
Must have been really bad.
Hey, man, you do you. If that makes you feel better, go ahead. Go ahead. But think about it. Step back for a half a beat. You're paying for an animal to eat.
Yeah.
That's all you're doing.
Well, but you get to name the cockroach after someone. That's funny.
How many of these cockroaches are being eaten that
day? Well, I mean, however many you need.
Did you really know this cockroach? Is it really the person?
Wow, he's ruining the whole thing.
I could see it being like a little cathartic. It's like maybe.
You, again, but... you do you. Go ahead.
So I had the Valentine's Day conversation with the Hubs. Are you ready?
Mm.
He said, and I quote, I've always thought it's kind of a sham. All right, great. Well, I guess I won't. So I said to him.
Valentine's Day?
I won't be expecting any cookies or flowers or a card then, right? And he's like, fine. If it will make you feel better. I was like, oh, I should have asked this question before we got married. So he said, I'll do it just for you if it'll make you happy. And I said, no, don't do it just to make me happy.
Hey, look. He's not naming a rat or a cockroach after you, right?
Well, so, I hope not. Not even 2 months after getting married?
Then there we go.
2 months after getting married?
You take the good. You take the good.
You take the win.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't care. Whatever reason he uses to buy me flowers or candy, I'm good with it, even if it was out of obligation. Flowers and candy are always welcome for whatever reason. But to be fair, to give him plenty of props, on our 1-month anniversary, I walked in the door, and he was standing there with a dozen gorgeous red roses. Completely surprised. I had no idea. On our 1-month anniversary, he got me. So if he wants to skip Valentine's Day, I'm okay with that.
There you go.
Isn't that so sweet?
There you go. And that's also good.
I was floored.
That's a good job. That's a good job out of him. It's a good job out of you.
Building up a bankroll.
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
No, no, don't worry about it.
I was going to say, Botch, what are you doing here, man?
I don't know what that means, but I'm going to have to Google it now.
Let's not throw everybody under the bus here.
Don't worry about it.
Wait, so I'm not allowed to ask questions? Is this a guy thing?
I'm single at the moment, so don't listen to me.
That was me for a long time, though, so whatever that means, I'll take it. If it means red roses on our one-month anniversary, I'm good with that. And candy out of obligation, also good with that. You two have gone creepily silent all of a sudden.
No.
Think I blew Marco's spot up?
Not for me, you know. People listening, man. Come on now. Let's not mess it up for everybody.
Yeah, Jay. Let's not mess it up for everybody.
I'm learning.
I'm going to bring you some candy on Valentine's Day just so you don't feel left out.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Then is that something to do with the bankroll?
No, there's no such thing.
All right. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. What did I tell you about Jay being the cool kid?
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Make this Valentine's Day one she'll remember forever with an engagement ring from JamesAllen.com. James Allen knows each love story is unique. That's why they make it easy to custom design engagement rings at up to half the price of a traditional jeweler. Choose from tons of conflict-free diamonds, both natural and lab-grown, then pick your ring setting and metal. Shop the James Allen Valentine's Day sale and get 25% off with promo code PODCAST. That's 25% off at jamesallen.com, promo code PODCAST.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You can't care what people think. No matter what people say to you, it can't change you. You can't allow it to change you. How about the guy who said to me, "You should give me some more respect. I am the guest."
Hey, I'm the guest on the show, so show me a little bit of respect.
No, bye, buddy. See ya.
Haters gonna hate.
You can embarrass yourself in front of the entire country. I have no trouble with that. We get a lot of people who hate Amy Lawrence. Shake it off, because you can't please everybody.
Was not as open-minded, but I've been listening to you and giving time before I called in, and I'd like to say, you doing your own thing. There's gonna be a bunch of haters. Don't worry about what they're saying. I think you're doing a great job.
Call Amy at 855-212-4CBS.
Do you think there are people out there who want to name a cockroach or a rat after Taylor Swift? That's just wrong. What has she ever done to you besides torment you if you don't like her music? I mean, I get that part. For instance, I'm a Backstreet Boys fan. Used to be closet, not closet anymore. I love the Backstreet Boys. I think they're terrific. And I will blast their music until the cows come home. And I get that it annoys some people. But whatever, it's cheesy, it's sappy, and yet they have brilliant harmonies. So who cares? Maybe you don't like our music, but it can't be just that, the reason why people get so incensed over seeing her on TV for a whole 40 seconds. If you haven't seen the video from NFL Films, it's a really short clip, but it's been going viral. Inside the NFL is the show. It comes from the CW every week following an NFL weekend. And this past weekend, they were highlighting the championship games, of course, and they did catch the embrace And the microphone picked up their words between Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift when they met on field after the Chiefs won in Baltimore. And you can go and check it out on my Twitter, A-Law Radio. It's essentially a big hug. He says to her, well, hug and a kiss. He says to her, I'm going to go celebrate with the guys. And he says, I love you so much that it's not funny. And she responds with, I've never been more proud of my life ever. Like, it's just really cute. It's cute. And then he goes her separate way and she goes wherever she was going to wait for him. I thought it was sweet. But for some reason, people get so upset. I suppose that she'll be the only celebrity that's shown on TV at the Super Bowl, right? No other celebrities will be so shown on TV at the Super Bowl. I mean, celebrities don't go to the Super Bowl, right? Like, that's just, no one goes to the Super Bowl.
If they show Usher more than his halftime show.
Right. There are going to be a whole lot of other famous people at the Super Bowl. Somehow, I don't think Taylor's going to be the only one you see on TV. Just be ready. Just fair warning. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. But if you want to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything, it comes up not even an hour from now. You can do that on our show Twitter or on our Facebook page. Exactly 1 week from tonight, we will already be in Sin City, and people are blown away by the fact that I've never been there. I mean, what do you want me to tell you? I've never had a reason to go before. Never had a reason to go. Not that it wasn't sort of on my bucket list. I would say a couple of experiences in the Las Vegas area more than actually Las Vegas. So I'm not a gambler. I'm not a big drinker, partly because of my schedule, partly because I don't want to have to burn off those calories. I really don't like how I feel when I drink alcohol, so it's not something that is real attractive to me. I just can't wait to see the fountains. I can't wait to walk the strip. I just want to see it. And we're going to a show. Bob is flying in on Thursday, so he's not going to be there for most of the work stuff. But flying in Thursday afternoon. Oh, but he will join us for the cigar party. So producer Jay will finally get to meet the Hubs. We're going to dress up and go to the cigar party hosted by Mike Ditka and Ron Jaworski as guests of Rudolph Foods and Southern Recipe Pork Rinds because they're our partners on this trip to Vegas. So that'll be interesting. I'm trying to teach Jay how to take photos by holding his phone down near his leg so we can get some photos without looking like we're gawking and taking photos. In fact, I wonder if they may have a rule for no photos. Probably not. Yeah, you're going to have to hide behind me and take photos or something like that. We'll block the vision so you can kind of stick the camera phone up like behind my hair or something and take a photo.
Maybe I can do like a fake mirror check. Like I'm looking like, oh, my hair, something's wrong with it.
Nice. Like Jay's done this before.
No.
So we were looking forward to that part anyway. Let's quick get to Dwayne, who's in Birmingham. Dwayne, you got 2 minutes. Go ahead. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, thanks. I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. I just want to congratulate you on the wedding. I wanted to tell you Happy New Year and just let you know that you're doing an awesome job.
Oh, thank you.
I have to listen to you every morning. and I kind of hate it when you be away, but I understand it sometimes, but I absolutely love your show. I just wanted to let you know that.
Oh, I'm so glad to keep you company. We're hopefully if you're in Alabama and Birmingham, you're central time, right? So it's not even 3 o'clock in the morning there?
No, ma'am, it's not 3 yet.
Oh, yeah, if you have to do these hours, I don't know how you do it because I'd rather be up all night than to get up early in the morning.
It's totally to you. Like I said, I just have to get up and listen to you. it's like my coffee in the morning.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's a great compliment. So we're pleased to keep you company. We're glad to have you. Thanks so much for calling for the first time.
Thank you.
Be safe. I'm like his coffee. Uh-oh, that's a lot of responsibility. Shoot, I can't let him down.
That was an incredibly nice compliment.
That was. Glad that he called for the first time to share that with us. That's awesome. All right, so coming up after the top of the hour, we're going to give you the latest drama because the plot thickens between Justin Tucker and Patrick Mahomes, who of course is going to have the last word. Can't let a kicker get the best of him, but he gives us a little intel that maybe sheds a light on the situation. Have we heard Kelsey talk about it yet? Oh my gosh, his podcast drops on Wednesdays. That's it. I can't wait to hear what Kels has to say about it. Though, our theory about Travis being Patrick's enforcer, yeah, that's sounding more and more like it's truth. Just wait until you hear what Patrick has to say. And this is funny. Rory McIlroy, is he going to live? Can I start that rumor? I don't know what happened to him. He's changed his tune. Maybe Phil Mickelson has gotten to him.
He hit lip.
I don't think so. Not anymore. Methinks he doth protesteth too much. Let's start the rumor. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, our hump show here on CBS Sports Radio.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.